Norman Rockwell was, to me, the icon of American popular art. I was an exchange student in America in the late 50s. I had Thanksgiving dinner with an American family, and when I saw those Saturday Evening Post illustrations, I said to myself, this is what he desires America to be, the harmonious America. To have this artist seen mostly in that perspective of illustrating the good life as he would like to see it in America, to see him and discover his international dimension was, to me, a wonderful experience, and I think we see the results here at the UN.
Now, we're standing next to his sketch of the United Nations. Can you describe what we can see in front of us?
This charcoal drawing is the result of his labor staying at the United Nations, fascinated by bringing the world into his own life, but also adding that dimension of social awareness and awareness of the world for his own artistic development, I think. He therefore spent time traveling around the world and also went to this organization, spent long time here, and he made drawings from different situations, particularly around the Security Council. And the Security Council is responsible for international peace and security. And what he did with this wonderful charcoal drawing is to bring the work of diplomacy, the work of finding solutions to international peace and security, together with the dreams and aspirations of the people of the world. So here we have in front of us here, to the left, Valery Anzorin, the ambassador of the Soviet Union at the time, Sir Gladwin Jebb, and of course Henry Cabot Lodge.
From the United States. Yeah. And this, of course, was during the Cold War.
Yes, this was right in the middle of the Cold War, where the Soviet Union, UK, and United States, the three permanent representatives, ambassadors. But of course, the beauty and symbolism of this charcoal drawing is, of course, the fact that here in the background you have around 60 people standing and expressing, you can see it in their faces, the dreams and aspirations, uncertainties that they saw them around themselves in the beginning of the Cold War.
And these are people from around the world in different dress, yes, and from different countries, obviously.
Yes, these were models that he asked to be in his studio in Arlington, Vermont. They dressed up as Afghan women or refugees. That, I think, is the beauty of this wonderful part of the exhibition, that now for the first time leaves Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and sends the message that Rockwell was not only this American icon, apple pie, Thanksgiving dinners, baseball coach, father and son, but it was also a man who felt very strongly that for us human beings to be full human beings, we need also to bring in the world.
Why is it significant that this work is here during this 70th anniversary of the United Nations?
It is so important that we understand at this 70th anniversary and recall that in today's world, the good international solutions, the good international formulas for living together are, in fact, in the national interest. If we could come to the conclusion that the good international solution is a national interest, then we have had a conceptual, I would say spiritual, breakthrough, that the work we are doing here on behalf of humanity, for the people, we the peoples that the Charter talk about, that is in the national interest. And that's why Norman Rockwell, he is exactly this. He represents the national pursuits. Nobody can describe American life better in art form than Norman Rockwell, but he also shows to the world, and not least to the American people, that yes, we are proud Americans, but yes, we also need to be global citizens, world citizens, and we must never forget the dreams, aspirations of the people behind these three ambassadors.